You're very busy today. We're going to talk about human service grants and third quarter financial report.
Thanks, really good. Thank you.
If that order suits you.
Thank you. Okay, the first item is the human service grant program. And the purpose of this program is for the Sussex County to partner with countywide nonprofit agencies for the purpose of enhancing health and human services, which contribute to the safety, healthy, and self-sufficient community. Funds provide grants that assist organizations with either their program or capital purchases. So the criteria for this round, and if you remember, this is the second round. We normally do one in November, and we did a second round this year. They had to apply online by March 31st. They had to be a nonprofit. They must show a financial need. They must be considered countywide, which would be 3 out of the 5 districts, and then meet the purpose that I just described on the previous slide.
Let's also have a 501, right?
This is the application that they had to fill out online. They had to give me their tax ID, tell me that they're a nonprofit. I required them to submit the IRS statement so that I could verify that they're a nonprofit. I had asked some questions on how many beneficiaries, what districts that they represented to make sure it was 3 out of the 5. I had them submit their support, their current support for the program, and then their expenditures, because I wanted to make sure that there was a need before that we gave the funds out. And then at the end, I had them sign off on an assurance that what they had submitted to me is true and that I had somebody I could contact if I had any questions. So the formula that I used this time was, I did it into 3 tiers first, and it was based off of the number of beneficiaries in the program. So if you had 100 beneficiaries, you get this one level, 100 to 200, and 200 and greater. Then I looked at what was the financial need at that point. So if they had 100 beneficiaries and their financial need was less than $5,000, they got $1,000. So as you can see, so me going through every one, you can see where it is on the slide there. I did add a little bit more. Some of the recipients had a $75,000 need, so I had given them an extra $1,000 to help them out. And all senior centers, to make sure that they were equal, they all received $5,000. Some of the statistics to show you how we are partnering with them. We received 324,000 in requests from 56 qualified organizations. These benefit 139,834 beneficiaries. And of course, some of those could be in multiple in different categories there. They could be benefited by one agency and another agency. The organizations raised about $7 million of other types of support. So our funding, what we're recommending, is about 2% of their total funding for these programs. This pie chart shows the type of beneficiaries. Most of them, 32%, is low income. And again, that's based off of the HUD levels, which, again, it's under $27,000 for a single family in order to be qualified as low income. We did see a large increase this time compared to last year of homeless of 16%. Other would be minorities or inmates coming out back into society. We have elderly, which would be the senior centers, youth and disabled and special needs. So with that said, there's the 56 qualified organizations. In your packet, you would have their names and how much I'm recommending. And again, it is solely based off of the formula. The total comes out to be $148,400. We had $150,000 allocated for this program. And I will take any questions at this time.
Mr. Cox. Cole?
I'll just make a comment. Back when you were talking about the criteria and about the issue just county being, you have to be countywide or something, I don't mind that being noted. I don't know if it should be a priority.
Okay.
Just because there's some organizations do a great job and they may target a certain area, a neighborhood or whatever, and they are, you know, should be worthy of consideration, but yet they might not, you know, service three. So I would just make a recommendation that we, you might note it, but not to put any real great emphasis on it. Just emphasize what they do and how well they do it and their need.
Okay. More questions of council?
I want to see it. I'll talk about it later. I haven't had time to look it off yet. I don't know yet.
Same list pretty much as last year.
Same, yes.
Yeah, it looks fine.
So you're looking for a motion?
Less. I am.
Have a motion,
okay.
Read,
be it moved that the Sussex County Council, per the recommendation of the finance director, to award $148,400 to the recommended organizations.
Pleasure, council.
Yes. Okay.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
Yes, we do have, if there is an emergency situation,
yes,
could arise, and maybe they're not on that list. There is funding, other sources that we could look to help.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Any more questions to council?
Mr. President, may I? Yeah, just a really general question, and that is for my own benefit, perhaps that of the public as well, but in general, these human service grants, this is done every 6 months. Is that correct?
It's actually normally done once a year.
Okay.
And we had some extra funding this year by budgeted surplus, so we did it twice this year.
Got it. Okay. So, but I know you go through a litmus test, if you would, whereas they have to provide information, documentation, whereas there's a true need.
That's correct.
Correct? They might be a nonprofit, but is and you've done, you personally do that, is that correct?
I, on the application, I verify, well, they are required to put the revenues and the expenditures, and I do the calculation to make sure there is a need at that point. I don't go audit their financial statements. That's why I have them write the statement that what they're submitting to me is correct.
True and accurate. And I guess we have no reason to think otherwise.
Right.
Okay.
No.
And I'm not suggesting there is one. I'm just questioning.
And if we do, we did last time, and we withheld their grant until I was satisfied, that everybody up here was satisfied. So we will do that.
Okay.
If there's any kind of questions.
Can you share a little bit, because again, I know that when we get the individual Councilmatic grant requests, and you know, we've got one here which we've already voted on, but I mean, I guess you, when you put these on the agenda, there is no litmus test. Is that correct?
We make sure that they are a qualified nonprofit and that they're in good standing with the IRS.
Okay. So those are the two criterias. Okay. All right. Okay. I just was uncertain and figured I'd ask that while we're talking about these grants. Okay.
More questions to council?
Thank you.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. All right. The next item is the unaudited revenue and expense report for the third quarter. I placed it in your packet. It's pretty blue color. And you will see that our revenues as of the third quarter are 6.4% over budget. What I did this time was put an annual projected column. And the reason I did this is because we've already reached the $16 million of realty transfer tax. Okay, so this last quarter, we're not going to see anymore because that's going right into capital. So I just want you to be aware that we will be under budget by $1.1 million for the revenue because we automatically budgeted previous year savings. Okay, so that revenue's there. So just want to make sure that everybody's clear with that. So if you move on to expenditures, we are 4.5% under budget, which is great. I projected that out. When I project those expenditures out, we still are showing that we would be under budget at the end of the year by $13,000. So it's a very close budget, but which is, you know, right where we want to be. So when you take the revenues over to expenditures, we have the expenditures exceed the revenues by $1 million. We would have anticipated this to be $3 million because we wanted to spend savings. That's what the plan was. We had prior year surplus. We wanted to put it in here, but we're actually not showing as much as we thought, so that's $1 million. you move into the capital projects revenue, where you're going to see this extra money coming in for realty transfer tax, we are exceeding revenues by over expenditures by $2 million. So what I've tried to do the last couple of years is I want to make sure that you've looked at the operating side and the capital side, because they're both supported by taxes. And when you do that, we're still showing an increase of $2 million surplus. So we are shifting some of this money to long-term purchases is what we're doing. That's all that's doing. So there's no surprises here. Revenues are up from what we budgeted, and expenses are right in line where they should be.
And we're meeting our debts.
Yeah. We
very good.
Yes.
Big question, Council? Thank you, ma'am.
I will have one quick question, Mr. President, if I may. Are you finished, Gina, by the way? Mrs. Jennings, forgive me. Okay. Do you sleep okay at night regarding the numbers and the budgets and what we're doing as a county, financially speaking? Seriously, I mean, are you comfortable? Are you feeling, I know it's kind of an odd question, but I mean, a numbers person that you are, I know sometimes, you know, worrisome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, other than last night, I didn't sleep well just because I was afraid that.
Because of maybe today's presentation. But I mean, truly, as a numbers person, I mean, are you real good, you feeling real good about where we are, where we're headed?
Council, we have a great philosophy around here. And I think it's great. We do need to look towards the future and what we have, you know, where expenditures are going and what revenue sources that are sustainable. What's great and makes me sleep at night is that we always look at cutting expenses first, and that's what's important. And then, you know, we have a good reserves to help that going forward. So right now I can sleep well as long as I have big presentations the night before.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, the secret is, Rob, my wife always looks at my eyes to see if I'm lying, so I always watch when Gina's doing this. I would look at her eyes. and she had a sparkle in them the whole time.
No more personal.
We have one last thing for you to do. That's grant requests.
Yes. Okay.
And I would guess that the numbers you sleep very well with, it's the questions from Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Cole, Mr. Orlett, Mr. Wilson, that guy. Keep up at night.
You never know. Didn't say his name, did he?
What question are they going to come up with next?
It keeps it exciting, I'll tell you that, definitely.
Grant request.
All right, thank you. We have one grant request on the agenda, and they're requesting $3,000 to support the Griffin Place. The Griffin Place focuses on the needs of young men between the ages of 18 through 21 who have exited out of foster care. By providing educational training as well as safe and stable housing and life skill resources, the young men will have the necessary skills to become productive members of society. Last grant received was $1,000 for this program, which was $500 from Mr. Cole and $500 from Ms. Deaver. And I know there was questions last week when I wasn't here, and I provided funding for the last 5 years that they have received to you. So.
And what was your opinion?
Now, and I have one question for you.
Sure.
My notes say the $1,000 last year was $500 Mrs. Deaver and $500 Mr. Wilson.
But for specifically the program, so those notes that come from Ms. Corger, she pulls the very last grant.
Okay.
I go look at the Griffin Place specifically.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you send it, but I couldn't pull the open the attachment and put. So it's going along in, there's nothing extraordinary now about this request.
No. So
right?
I think one of the questions was, what about human service grant? They're not on this list.
Right.
So they're not getting one
okay,
today.
Okay, I needed to know that.
Yeah.
That's a big
pleasure, Council.
One other quick question. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
And
the question is, on this particular organization, they are obviously faith-based, I would presume, based on the title. Are the recipients, is that a requirement of them?
Okay, so if you look back the letter, it says it's a group of people from all ages and religious affiliations, all religious affiliations, that strive to develop a cultural human potential of self-esteem. So in their letter, it says all religious affiliations, nothing specific.
It's run by Bishop Major Foster, and it is called a ministry in some of their...
You know him, right?
Their,
right. All right, Sam, you did it last time. You want to do it this time, Sam? He does a great job.
You want to put in a Joan? You want to put in?
I'm getting a little tight. I've got one coming up, very big.
How much do you want to do? Do you want to do anything or no?
250, and that's all I can do.
250 for me.
Sorry.
250, Mrs. Deaver, anyone else?
I'll put 1,000 in.
1,000, Mr. Wilson.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,250 to the Delmarva Clergy and Social Action Foundation for Griffin's Place, being $250 Mrs. Deaver's account and $1,000 Mr. Wilson's account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Proposed any ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's one in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 12,394 square feet, more or less.
I'll introduce that.
Mr. Deaver introduces it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Anybody from council got any comments?
I have one.
Mr. Cole.
Or maybe a combination. Based on that comments we had this morning from Mr. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now. About the 5 acres and the definitions of 5 acres.
Rieger.
Mr. Rieger's comments about the 5 acre issue. And that's the definition of a farm. I think that as we move to the land use plan and the revision of it, we need to look at that. 5 acres, I've seen farms, I know what farms look like, and a 5 acre farm maybe doesn't fit a definition, in my opinion. We may have to come up with another name for it, but I do believe that to allow all farming activities be placed on a 5 acre parcel may be something we shouldn't be doing. And the other thing is, We talked about the commercial districts and breaking it down. Again, that's another thing with the land use plan revision. I'd like to ask the council to start thinking about it.
Yes.
We rezone something. It's got a real broad range. I don't think very many people are doing it that way. We ought to be looking at subdivisions within the commercial district, and that would make for a much better zoning decisions and at planning and zoning and county council and for the public. So anyway, those two are my comments.
Thank you,
sir. We need to be considering.
More comments from council?
Well, I attended a unveiling of a marker of a school that's called, I think they call it 16C. It was a school for African Americans, and it had been still standing until I believe it's year 2007. But this marker, it marks the area where folks went to school there, and I've been very interested in the history of some of these schools, and I think it would be fascinating to continue maybe to find out where they are, and because I think it's very interesting, and they're very proud. It's a gorgeous marker, and so and next thing I want to let you know, I was out to a piece of property the other day, and next door to it. The gentleman is bringing in fill and fill and fill. On the side, they have a home, and they live there. They have a little business, and we have to do something. We can't do anything about that fill, because it's going to drain. It's going to flood the other guy. And I'm just asking, can't we do something about that?
Any else, Ms. Deaver?
That's it.
Anything else from council?
I hate to see George Wilson way back on this farming, though, because that'll put you out of the subsidies you've been getting.
The what? Strawberries?
Subsidies. And then motion to go to executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Are we actually having a comment? I do have a couple comments in general.
Excuse me, sir.
Did I miss that?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did miss that.
We'll back up. You go ahead, sir. We're under council members' comments.
I'm sorry. Just a couple things. I did receive a thank you card from the Delmar Library, thanking us. I know President Vincent was there as well, the 75th anniversary of the Delmar Library. I also had the opportunity to
participate and be a part of the forum on immigration, immigrants in Sussex County. It's been a big topic of the schools, as we all know. And I did have the opportunity to be a part of that last week, Thursday, and it was a very intriguing. Appreciated that opportunity. And again, I want to thank all the folks over at the EMS for the opportunity to be part of their department for that day. So thank you, Mr. President.
Anything else?
Don't forget to vote today.
Now, I entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're going downstairs.